don't know if this makes Raven less than a man. It'll be up to you. Raven, what happened?
All right. So we were at the festival this past weekend here, and we got a bunch of tickets to go on the rides. Of course, it was my niece's first time going to a festival or a carnival, anything like that. So, you know, everybody's all excited. Everybody's fighting to be the first one to take her on a ride, right? Get the tickets. And of course, it's, you know, 15, 20 bucks or whatever for like three rides. Go over to ride the ride. And they stop us from going on the ride. They say, no more adults on the ride. All right. So at this point, you know, after arguing with the carny, who's, by the way, also smoking a cigarette while, you know, watching the bouncy house and this other ride for kids at this festival.
Seems wrong.
But, right, right. Mm-hmm. But adults can't go on it. So then my wife is like, there's no way we're going to pay for these tickets if we're not going to ride any rides. The baby's not going to go by themselves. So she's like, I'm going to return them. Everybody in our group is made uncomfortable when she walks up to the ticket office and first thing they say is, no.
No refunds.
Of course they're going to say that, right? I mean, anybody's going to say that in any business. But I know this situation's not over because Alicia handles this type of stuff all the time. So she turns the screws on them and they end up giving back the money. But it's funny how when you look around, everybody in the group is like choosing a different place to look. They don't want to be right next to her or involved in the ticket counter conversation.
It's awkward, yeah.
Yeah, and I let her handle that stuff all the time.
But that, yeah.
She's good at it.
But so here's the thing. Alicia does this. Alicia takes the bull by the horns mm-hmm. and she gets what she wants done, even if it isn't pleasant.
Yeah.
Now, but why do you feel like, why are you questioning whether that's wrong?
Well, my brother-in-law looks at me like the whole thing is crazy, like it would never happen to him or he'd be involved with. All I know is that same day I received a check back in the mail for somebody that had billed me for like $500 because of a phone call she made. Screws that she turned.
Your brother-in-law thinks that you're less of a man because you don't fight those battles that you send your wife to do it.
It's possible. Either that. He didn't want to be any part of it whatsoever. And I can say, and right after, my sister-in-law, she's like, that would never be me. She's like, that would never be me. But she was happy. We went and got cannolis after.
She would never engage like that, is what you're saying.
Yes.
She would never be the one to like get into. So she is your muscle, basically, is what it is.
My wife is my muscle.
She's the queen. She goes anywhere she wants.
Well, she's the muscle, which I find very interesting because Raven is an aggressive, take the bull by the horns kind of person.
I typically am.
So the fact that you let Alicia do all these things does surprise me, but does it make you less of a man? I don't know.
I say absolutely not. This is how I grew up. My mom was that person who anytime we went into, you know, like a store, if I didn't like something at a restaurant, send it back. You paid the money. No, I don't feel like doing that. I grew up in New York City, cab drivers. My mom versus cab drivers was the worst thing ever.
Was a thing.
Mm-hmm. If they went a route that she didn't like, if they started the meter, like after we like hadn't fully sat down yet. Oh, it was a whole issue.
Really?
And then when I was married, that was actually an issue because, you know, I suddenly had to step up and be that person.
And you didn't know how.
And I was not comfortable. I was used to looking to the woman in my life and be like, oh, yeah, go handle that. I don't want any part of that whatsoever because I'm less of a man. See, look, I knew you had a preconceived notion on this.
No,
you do think Raven's less of a man for this.
I don't. I actually don't because I find, like, in my family, it goes back and forth. I shouldn't say that. But I don't think so. I think that there's just one person that's good at this kind of stuff versus the other. Sean, do you think Raven is less than a man?
Not at all. Not at all. I think he's just dating a strong woman, married to a strong woman. And coming from a guy who used to work at a supermarket, men sent their wives to me to complain all the time. I think it's a strategy, actually.
Mm.
I think because I was more inclined to just give them the deal than I would if the husband came and complained.
You know what? Let's see. 1-800-330-9999. Do you think Raven is less than a man because he makes his wife do all his dirty work? Do you think Raven is less than a man because his wife, Alicia, fights a lot of his battles for him?
My wife strong-armed the people at the ticket counter at a fair this past weekend because there were no rides that we could actually ride, and they didn't want to give her back the money for the tickets.
Right, and then your brother-in-law looked at you, Raven, like you were less than a man because Alicia went and did it for you.
Everybody, not one person that was in our group wanted to be involved in the confrontation. They were all happy to get their money back.
But Alicia, you've admitted, does this all the time for you. Anytime there's a confrontation, she's the one in charge.
Every time.
I don't understand. It's not like I was mean. I was polite. I explained the situation. Yeah, things like that when it comes to like insurance or, you know, anything money back or something was done wrong, I definitely do it because he does it wrong. He talks too much. He just says too much. He'll call the insurance company and be like, oh my God, a rock fell from the sky and hit my windshield today, but I don't have glass coverage. Can we add glass coverage? Will you fix this for me?
That is not what happened.
Uh-huh.
It's true, though. She doesn't let me talk to our insurance carriers or anybody like that anymore.
So, Alicia, from the many years I've known you now, I feel like this is always you. If you're going back to a store and getting money back on something, a return or something, you handle it. If you need to renegotiate the prices on something in your home, like, you handle it. If you need money back from tickets that you're not getting the refund, Alicia's on the phone handling it. Do you think that Raven is incapable of doing it, and does that make him less of a man?
I think he's incapable of doing it, and no, it doesn't make him less of a man, because there's plenty of things he does. Very manly, Anna.
Okay.
I told you she would stick up for my manliness.
Let's see what other people think. 1-800-330-9999. Is Raven less of a man because he can't handle those things on his own and Alicia has to do it for him?
Does it make you feel like you're in the room with us when she's aggressively defending my manliness?
Kind of. I don't know. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think? Is Raven less than a man?
No, not at all. I think he's actually more of a man because he lets her do what she's really good at and she likes to do.
Here's the other thing. I'm just worried about what will happen if I actually engage in confrontation. Like, I go nuclear. I go volcano. And she knows this. So she's got a better grip on that than I do. Not much better, but better.
It sounds like she's a great negotiator, and I'd rather have her. I'd love to have her on my side.
Anna and Raven, what do you think? Am I less of a man because I let my wife fight the battles?
Honestly, I feel like women are just better at confrontation anyway, so I don't think that makes him any less of a man if she's willing to do it.
If a woman comes at me hostile, I'm just going to give her whatever she wants. Whatever she says, for the most part, especially if I'm in like customer service or anything like that, because I don't want a problem. If a guy comes at me and he's all hostile about it, I'm going to dig in to the trenches. I don't want to give that guy an inch because for some reason, he's trying to put his manliness over on me.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's a weird animalistic thing, but that's what I think in my brain.
All I heard there was, I'm afraid of my wife.
Right.
Yes.
Translation received. Thank you. I mean, I'm sending up smoke signals over here.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think Raven is less of a man because he has his wife, Alicia, fight all his battles for him?
No, not at all. I think, you know, you play roles in a marriage and, you know, maybe his role is just, you know, in the background. She's, you know, she wears a pants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what's happening.
Oh, when she puts it that way, you have a problem with it.
Well, no, I mean, the thing is we're both wearing pants and sometimes fighting over those pants and struggling for those pants. Mm-hmm. But I like to think of my wife as a velvet hammer, and I don't think that bothers her at all.
What kind of nonsense is a velvet hammer? You said that to her? Does anybody think you're a velvet hammer?
I bet you if you asked her, she'd be like, yeah, that's cool.